saving money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. 37. Sports, the Redskins beat Arizona. The Eagles beat the Giants. Dallas over Oakland in the late game. The Ravens win. NBA, the Wizards lose to Cleveland. College basketball, George Mason loses. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2017.
Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Also accepting boats and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway crash is going to be Maryland right now, heading through Forestville. If you're heading, say, Interloop past 214 Central Avenue, that's about where I see the delays. And that takes you to just before the exit for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, due to the crash. One left lane blocked at the scene. Now, a little bit better news on 95. We did have an accident southbound 95, Maryland at 32. That's cleared. And really, all those delays approaching, pretty much gone. Now let's get farther south. After the ICC, you'll have the volume after Calverton to join on to the normal outer loop delays into Silver Spring. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we are bunched up here each direction, and Laurel had the crash reported northbound, north of 197 before you get to 198, so keep that in mind for your early travels. Also, you need to keep this in mind, through the morning rush hour, water main break activities are heading over toward Tacoma Park on 410 East-West Highway between Riggs Road and Chilham Manor Road. One lane only gets by, alternating under flagman direction, and Virginia. North on 28, coming out of Manassas Park, the crash had been northbound right near Compton Road. Still watch your police there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures here for the start of our business week. Cold air returns Wednesday. Sunshine mixing in with the clouds as we head through the day today. Temperatures into the mid-50s this afternoon. 43 tonight. Mix of clouds and sun around 60 Tuesday. Cloudy mid-upper 40s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Stafford, 37 in Silver Spring, 41 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. With a tax bill vote at hand, the GOP prepares for a major win. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 7:35, we'll have Kevin Hassett. He's the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, here to share with you, the Mornings on the Mall audience, about this tax bill and what's coming, especially if it's going to see a presidential signature very soon. And then at 8:05, Trevor Maddish, WMAL's Redskins analyst, breaking down yesterday's victory, letting us know what's ahead for the rest of the season. It's all ahead. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, happy Monday. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you and Vince and everybody at WMAL.
Oh,
that's right, because Christmas will be next Monday, right?
And we're allowed to say it.
That's
yes,
right.
Thanks
Merry
to
Christmas.
The president. I've never said it before, but now that we have a President Trump, Merry Christmas.
Joe, I want to talk about some news that came out this weekend about these emails that the Mueller investigation obtained from the General Services Administration and whether they were obtained illegally or not, as the president's administration is alleging.
Yeah, I don't think they were obtained illegally. Listen, Mueller's, you know, he and his bunch may be a bunch of thugs, but they're smart thugs. And the bottom line is very simple. They probably got them legally. And if they didn't, they won't be able to use the evidence. So, I mean, I don't think there's anything in there. The transition stuff is basically nonsense anyway. But those are government records, because when you work on a transition team, even though you're, quote, private, you get green checks, you get reimbursements from GSA. So it's a mixed bag, but it's a nothing burger. And I think they were just trying to, you know, attack Mueller.
Okay, so those transition team emails are not property of the PTT, the Presidential Transition Team?
That is a legal question that will have to be resolved by a court.
Okay.
I would argue that they are, and that you should get a warrant, but my guess is that they either got a warrant or they got a subpoena. But if they got a subpoena, there's some interesting questions about whether or not somebody should be given a right to quash that subpoena, but that generally doesn't happen in federal investigations. So I think this is going nowhere.
Okay.
What this is was, this is a frontal assault on Andrew Weissman, who is Mueller's top deputy and is known to be a legal thug and is disrespected. I heard a partner of his from the Southern District of New York this week when I was in New York describe him as fundamentally dishonest.
Wow. And that's an associate.
You know, we've seen a lot, Joe, of developments over the past 2 weeks, especially related to sort of the integrity and the bias of this investigation, the Justice Department, the FBI, at its top ranks. Not, by the way, the rank and file, but at the people who have been chiefly responsible for investigating both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And we're seeing this weekend this huge push to basically say, this is just a distraction. This is a propaganda campaign being propagated by the right in order to defend the president of the United States.
Yeah.
I guess,
well,
it's for you, it's something
even
different.
George Stephanopoulos, not surprisingly, did it. But remember, George didn't say that when his fellow Democrats were attacking Ken Starr. They weren't worried about that gambit. Here's the bottom line. It is now clear, and I mean clear, that there was a brazen plot to falsify and corruptly exonerate Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump, acting under color of law, high-ranking Obama administration FBI, DOJ, National Security Council, and intelligence officials acted in concert to deny Donald Trump his civil rights. Listen, it's not about bias anymore. We're way beyond that. There was an animus toward the President of the United States that led to a bizarre, unconstitutional, and illegal Trump derangement syndrome inside the FBI and DOJ. And I think we are headed to an incredible reckoning to finally clean up the upper echelons of the FBI. And if I were some former DOJ officials, not just Bruce Orr, I'd get me a lawyer. And let's see if McCabe and Stroke take the fifth before the House Intelligence Committee when they testify in private this week.
Right.
I mean, if they do, what happens?
People committed crimes in the FBI at the upper echelons and at DOJ. Crimes were committed.
What are the crimes? Make it clear for us.
Conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Donald Trump. False affidavits going to the FISA court. Lying to a federal court. Submitting false documents to a federal court. I mean, it's endless. It's just endless. And for the Democrats, I watched several of them on television yesterday on these talk shows, just mouthing talking points. Do they have any idea how serious this is when you corrupt the FBI and the DOJ? The Democrats are so partisan, so evil, such liars, so fundamentally dishonest that they can't even bring themselves to defend the fair administration of law and the equal application to all citizens. I'm going to tell you something. The Hillary Clinton email server cover-up by James Comey is the worst moment in the history of the FBI, and it's not going to go away ever. Look at the numbers on how many people don't believe the FBI anymore. Those numbers are going to go up. And I've been speaking with rank-and-file FBI agents, not former ones, current ones. They are furious at Comey. And all this baloney that you hear from some of these paid hacks who are former senior FBI people who say that Comey is still beloved and always was, that's nonsense.
I want to ask you about the huge disparity between indictments. You saw Mike Flynn, who was indicted for lying to the FBI. We know explicitly that Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin lied about their knowledge of Hillary Clinton's server in their interviews with the FBI, yet no charges have been leveled against them. You say this is part of the same pattern.
Yes, it is. And in fact, it represents exactly the reason that people don't trust the FBI and the senior levels of the DOJ during the Obama administration. It is clear that Comey conducted a fake investigation into Hillary Clinton. Obviously, you know that the exoneration was written even before she was interviewed, along with a number of other people, including Cheryl Mills. I mean, there was a purposeful design, corruptly and illegally, to exonerate Hillary Clinton so that she could win, and then if she lost, to frame Donald Trump if he won. I mean, it is so obvious now. I spent 20 years as a U.S. attorney, an independent counsel, and an assistant U.S. attorney. I know a crime when I see it. And this entire scheme involving the dossier, the lying to the FISA court, the filing of false documents needs to be answered by a federal grand jury. And I believe that once the Inspector General of the Department of Justice issues his report, that the department will open a federal grand jury inside the department, not with a special counsel, and they will investigate all these crimes. And I never thought I'd say this, but they're going to reopen the email server case.
Well, if these guys all start to plead the fifth, as you said, we'll find out this week. If they start to plead the fifth and they don't answer questions, how do we get answers?
Well, they're going to be fired. Well, you get answers by looking at documents and email. We already have answers. The only answer I need as a prosecutor, I got one look at that text from Peter Strzok to Lisa Page, where he recounts her conversation with Andrew McCabe about an insurance policy and a plan, basically, so that if she lost, they would be able to frame the president of the United States. When you go back and you look at one of the most important things a prosecutor does when he or she brings a case is they do a time frame. They do a log. They do a trim. They show the scheme of events from A to B. When you do that in this case, it is inescapable that people at FBI, DOJ, National Security Council, and the intelligence communities, including Brennan and Clapper, acted in concert to frame the incoming president of the United States.
You know, Joe, we have so much to talk to you about. We're going to ask you to stay with us if you could do that.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
It's Christmas.
All right, Joe DeGenova staying with us at 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we're really bunching up here. Beltway for the crash. Maryland commuters heading into Forestville. So if you're heading southbound, say south of 50, I'm seeing delays beginning after 202. This is a pretty big delay past Central Avenue toward Route 4, scene of the crash. So it's going to be inner loop before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, beyond that, does take some pressure off of the Wilson Bridge backups. Just a little bit sluggish if you're joining up from, say, 210, 295 to cross the bridge. Even in the center through lanes, looks like we had a fire truck on the shoulder with an incident. It's not causing any delays there due to, again, that hang up around Forestville. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slows each direction northbound side for the crash between 197 and 198 in the Bowie area. Do watch, we had the crash reported on Lanham Severn Road, and that's going to be each direction right near a Springfield Road, so coming through that stretch if you normally use that heading up toward 193. Water main break repairs continue from Hyattsville if you're heading in toward Tacoma. On East-West Highway between Riggs Road and Chilham Manor Road, one lane alternating under police direction. And hang on, 66, really watching you closely with an earlier crash in Manassas, Business 234. It was cleared, but we're really slow past those points and up towards Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny with a high of 56 degrees. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a low of 43. And then tomorrow, a few clouds early, then mostly sunny, a high near 60. Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL. We're with Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, staying with us.
Joe, Bruce Orr, he's the former associate deputy attorney general. He was recently demoted after officials found out that he was having secret conversations with Fusion GPS during the election.
Yeah.
So what's the deal there? How is a senior member of the Justice Department not being forthcoming about the most captivating story of the year?
It's part of what it truly is, an amazing and frightening scandal about the senior levels of the FBI and the DOJ. Remember, Bruce Ohr is a so-called career employee, but he's nothing more than a Democrat Party plant. What he did is disgraceful because he did not disclose to Rosenstein and others that he had had these meetings with GPS Fusion in the middle of a federal criminal investigation. Didn't tell the special counsel to boot. The bottom line here is he will be fired. As soon as the Inspector General for the Department of Justice issues its report, Mr. Ohr will be gone, and he should be. And if he lied to anyone conducting an investigation, he should be charged with lying to federal officials. But we don't know if he was interviewed. We don't know if he had an opportunity to disclose his contacts and didn't. Or if he was interviewed and didn't tell, that failure to disclose would be a false statement. But if he did, if he wasn't interviewed, it may be hard to make a case against him. But we shall see.
The wrongdoing. If you're a senior Justice Department official, you have no excuse but to volunteer this information immediately.
There is no question that he should have done that. He didn't do it, and I have no doubt that whether he's charged with a crime or not, as soon as the IG reports, Mr. Ohr will be fired.
I want to ask you real quick about another story that's unrelated to this investigation but does involve going after Donald Trump, which is Lisa Bloom, the attorney we found out last week, was seeking six-figure payoffs to get people to make accusations of sexual harassment or assault against Donald Trump during the election. This has all been copped to now. She's insisting that the women's accounts were genuine. But what did you make of this idea of these huge payouts?
Well, it's unsavory. It's not something any good lawyer or law firm would do. She claims that she was representing these women pro bono, but she was going to get a third of any book deals or anything else they did. That's not pro bono work. You're getting compensated for your time by getting a third. I mean, that's just outrageous. That's a lie to people. That shows you how phony she is and all the people around her. She probably won't be disbarred or sanctioned by the California bar because they let just about anything work out in California. But as far as her credibility, I mean, the only people who believe her are the nuts at NBC, ABC, and CBS and MSNBC. I mean, she's obviously, her performance is an embarrassment to the legal profession.
Joe, wanted to talk to you very quickly here about Metro in the D.C. area. They're defending a policy about barring the Catholic Church's Christmas ads. And the Catholic Church says this is not overly religious because it talks about finding the perfect gift. Doesn't show a manger scene, doesn't show a Christmas tree. It shows a star in the sky and a couple of shepherds. But the church is obviously fighting this. Where do you think this goes?
Well, the judge in the federal case has ruled that this is a legitimate policy because it's religiously neutral. And it's a legitimate effort on the part of Metro. I disagree with that ruling respectfully. Judge Berman is a good judge, so she probably thought it through carefully. There may be an appeal available to the Diocese of Washington, and I think they should appeal. I think there should be some law made on this by the D.C. Circuit. You know what? Anybody who thinks that the war on Christians and Christmas isn't still going on, just look at that. I mean, what an amazingly dumb decision by Metro. I mean, these guys can't fix a broken track, but they know how to keep Christians out of a friggin' Metro car. Jesus, holy smokes. How bad can you get? Can they do anything right at Metro?
Well, you know, it's because they have so much money lying around, they can just afford to...
It's unbelievable. Just think about it for a second. They can't fix a track. They can't train people. They can't get the trains to run on time. They shut them down repeatedly. The trains break down, and they're worried about a poster with a shepherd on it, for heaven's sake.
Well, they also run, like, ads for, like, gay hookup ads in the Metro system with two men with their shirts completely unbuttoned,
you know,
hanging
what?
All over each other. But they can't run silhouettes of three wise men approaching, you know, Christmas.
Exactly why what Ray LaHood said in his report to Governor McAuliffe about Metro is true. The place needs to be cleaned up, get rid of the current board, get an emergency five-member board, and clean house.
Yeah, you know, Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland said last week, I would think they need the ad revenue rather than turning it down. As I understand, the ads they wanted to play said the perfect gift for Christmas and had a picture of three wise men. If anybody needed three wise men, it's Metro.
Yes, and I would think that there are a few other people in Washington that use three wise men.
All right, real quickly, in our last minute here, what are you paying attention to this week of these testimonies before Congress?
Whether or not they take the fifth, it is all about whether or not, because if they testify, they're going to lie. There's no doubt about it. Unless they tell the truth and say, yeah, it was a cabal. We were engaged in a conspiracy to exonerate Hillary, get her elected, and then if she lost, to frame Donald Trump. If they don't say that, they're going to lie. And if they don't, and if they take the fifth, they're better off.
Even if they do say that, I feel like the mainstream press is not going to get behind it being a real scandal.
This scandal is going to be solved without the assistance of the New York Times and the Washington Post, which have now become nothing more than flacks for the Democratic Party.
Let me get my jaw off the floor here. Thank you very much, Joe DeGeneva. I really appreciate you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Bye. 723 on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You get so much in this package. It's incredible. Hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, hello, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year, and I'll see you there.
I have to tell you about some wonderful people that I met, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry and the entire Dream Team. I had to go and talk to them first because I'm not a big fan of dentistry. I wanted to make sure I like them. I have to like the person who's going to be sticking sharp metal instruments and poking around in my mouth. I have issues about that. And you know what? They're like totally normal, perfectly normal. They're compassionate. They get it. They want to work with you. There's no rush. They go at your speed. If you don't want them to do something, they don't. They put you in total control. They want you to be comfortable so that you get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy and you don't put off a dental visit until you're in pain. You're going to get follow-up calls after procedures. You'll get emails, and you know what? They even give you their cell phone number so you can call them at any time. You have a question about something, you can just give them a call. So if you want to know more about sedation dentistry, which is their specialty, or if, like me, you just need a great dentist, you call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It's 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. And this traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. And here we go, north on 28 coming through Manassas Park. Yep, we need some relief there too. We had the earlier crash northbound 28 before you get to Compton Road. Still unusually slow through that stretch. You know, we have rush hour delays there every morning, but extra pressure was on. Let's get you on to 66. Been watching these delays. Looks like the latest problem is going to be before you get to 28 Centerville. The crash activity mostly confined to the shoulder, but we may have additional response heading there. So if you're coming in past 234 to Business 234 in Centerville, keep alert again for the crash up ahead. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound between 197 and 198, very slow, had the crash reported along that way. On southbound 95, Maryland at 32, never mind, that crash is gone, as are the delays. Slowest stretch right now, 95, will be Calverton to join on through to the Beltway. And Beltway, Maryland, boy, we're still struggling in Forestville with the crash interloop before you get to Route 4. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. It's fast-acting foam. It can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here on Monday, but those clouds will break up and let some sunshine in as we head through the day. Today, milder mid-50s, 43 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Vince Colonnais. Recently, I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. And they asked me, would you like to borrow the ATS for a couple days? And I was like, yeah, you should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in sport mode and felt pretty great doing it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business. And it's not really a hard sell. Trust me, these cars are gorgeous, luxurious, and powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that's the way to go. Check it out. And for the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times, 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service. And we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming up, we'll be joined by Kevin Hassett. He's the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors at the White House, and we will get a preview from him on that tax vote coming up tomorrow. Find out what's in it. Find out what's in it for you. Whether you might like it, maybe you won't like it. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WNIL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Power has been fully restored now to Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, but clearing out a day's worth of canceled flights could take days.
This airport averages some 275,000 passengers per day, some 2,500 flights per day. It is the world's busiest airport since 1998, so it's definitely a very important piece of the transportation puzzle.
Correspondent George Howell. Republicans in the House and Senate are preparing for votes this week on the GOP tax cut bill, but one Republican lawmaker won't be there to vote. Arizona Senator John McCain's back home.
McCain returning home to Arizona Sunday after spending several days in the hospital due to side effects from his brain cancer treatment. McCain's doctor saying the senator continues to improve as McCain's office insists he looks forward to returning to Washington in January.
Correspondent Joe Johns. It'll be one of his last major actions as governor of Virginia. Terry McAuliffe today presents his 2-year budget for the Commonwealth, and it will include dedicated funding for Metro, as long as Maryland and D.C. do likewise. President Trump is said to be quietly confident about the outcome of the Russia investigation as his personal attorneys prepare to meet with the special counsel's team.
But we know the president has been a little bit calmer behind the scenes when it comes to the special counsel's investigation into whether there was any sort of Russian meddling. In fact, he's even told some of his friends and allies he expects to get a letter of exoneration from Mueller's team. Now, both privately and publicly, Trump's lawyers have cast this very optimistic timeline, saying saying that they expect the president and the White House to be cleared of this any time, that it could come in the coming months.
Correspondent Sarah Murray checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,652, the NASDAQ at 69,37. Sports sponsored by Virginia State Parks. The Redskins improved to 6-8 with that win over Arizona yesterday. The Eagles beat the Giants. The Cowboys win. The Ravens win. NBA, the Wizards lose to Cleveland. College basketball, George Mason loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We've got a great idea to kick off your new year. Participate in a First Day Hike New Year Challenge at a Virginia State Park. It's easy. Make a resolution to participate in a hike on January 1st. Pick your park and then log on to virginiastateparks.gov to register. Virginia State Parks. Think outside.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis Diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices. Starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats, our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs you can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of very slow beltway stretches. First into Forestville due to the crash. So Maryland commuters on the inner loop to get you past and toward Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Scene of the crash there. Now top side of the beltway, normal delays, though tedious, from 95 to George Avenue and Virginia through Annandale and again from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. So overall look there. Now to the Wilson Bridge, since everyone's hung up in Forestville, you're wide open and doing well. No problems to report. DC 295 coming south out of Chevrolet, though, with the volume down toward East Capitol Street. We're still doing pretty good here through Riverdale and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Making our travels in better news for sure on this water main break and repairs. If you're heading in toward Tacoma Park on East-West Highway, heading eastbound between Riggs Road and Chilham Manor Road. Now we have one lane getting by in each direction using the westbound lane. So, good, you can get through there. 66, we are bunched up trying to get through Manassas due to the crash after Business 234. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures here for the start of the business week. Clouds this morning. We don't break up, but let some sunshine in as we head through the day. Highs today, mid-50s, 43 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Warrenton, 34 in Gaithersburg, 39 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Joining us at 8:05, it is Trevor Maddich with a recap of yesterday's game, a win for the Redskins. So it'll be a good interview with Trevor Maddich coming up.
Joyful and triumphant.
There you go. I'm Mary Walter, and that's Vince Colonnese.
All right, pleased to welcome back to the show Kevin Hassett. He's the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors at the White House. He's got a busy week ahead of him, so let's talk about it. Kevin, good morning, sir. Glad to have you.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Let's talk about something I saw over the weekend that I was really kind of tickled by and intrigued. In New York, New York's wealthiest, this is the headline from Yahoo Finance, New York's wealthiest are threatening a mass exodus because of the Republican tax plan. The notion being that by reducing that state and local tax deduction, you may be compelling some of those high taxpayers in some of those states to flee for states with more favorable tax structures. Was that sort of the point?
Yeah, I guess the point is that right now what's going on is if you're a high tax state, and sadly here in D.C. we're a high tax, not state, right, but district, then you can have an inefficient local government, and the federal government will help cover that up a little bit by mailing money from low tax states to high tax states. That's effectively the way you should think about the state and local deduction. And so by removing that, then it will put pressure on states to be more efficient. And so we're going to end this game where the federal government puts its finger on the scale in favor of high tax states.
So this is kind of like a sin tax for states.
Yeah, it's actually not such a bad way to think about it.
That's right. For high taxes, yeah. I think it's good.
But those states, though, Kevin, are already experiencing a lot of flight. You see New York, New Jersey, everybody moves to Pennsylvania. They move to the Carolinas. You see Maryland residents, district residents fleeing to Virginia. And so moving out of that. So that's already going. That's already happening. I look at this as more of a way of bringing those high tax states in line and saying, oh, look at you. You had to forcing them to be more fiscally responsible.
Right. That's what happened. In fact, even in New Jersey, they had planned a tax hike on millionaires, which they've canceled because of this. And again, the problem is that people move and you see this when retirees go to Florida and stuff, right? Like people go to low tax places. And it's something that is probably going to be accelerated by this tax policy change.
And now, as you're about to get this thing over the finish line, I realize there's a couple moving parts still with the politics mm-hmm. of all of this. But are you in any way sort of happy or glad that Democrats didn't in the end really participate? That allowed you to sort of get your wish list of what Republicans wanted rather than having to compromise for Democratic needs?
No, I think we're always better off if we have bipartisan support for things. And so, you know, I wish the Democrats just put partisanship aside and did what's right for the country. I know if you look at how much GDP growth has gone up in the last year, if you look at what's been going on in equity markets, then, you know, you might have an inkling that this thing we're doing is good for the country. And the fact that no Democrat will support it, you know, is really just a sad thing. And it's a sort of sad state of partisanship in America when there's something that's this obviously good that can't get a single Democratic vote.
Yeah. Marco Rubio is now a yes vote because he got his increased child tax credit. And so now he has moved to the yes column. My question for you, though, is, let me ask you why. Why is this so important to increase the child tax credit?
Well, it's very important for Marco Rubio to, increase it and also make it refundable so that if you're a family that doesn't have a high income, that you'll get, some of the child credit you'll get mailed as a refund. And the way I like to think about it is that if we were to sort of argue about income redistribution, then we might all have different opinions about how much you should tax the rich and move the money to the poor. But if we were to state the principle that we think that this should be a country where there's equalized opportunity, where, a kid, no matter what kind of circumstances they're born in has an equal chance to get ahead, then we would all want to strive for that objective, right? And the child credit is the one part of the tax code that really does help equalize opportunity. It mails money directly to families with kids so that the kids can have a warm coat and, you know, food in their belly and the books they need to get ahead. And so I think it's always had broad bipartisan support. Now Senator Rubio wanted to expand it a little bit more than some of the other members in the Senate, but, you know, the president has supported this process. It's regular order, and, you know, sure enough, it looks like we're going to have a bill tomorrow.
I want to ask you about some of the other senators moving around. One, is John McCain expected to miss the vote this week for health reasons? What does that mean to the process?
Well, you know, Senator McCain, I worked with Senator McCain back in 2000 when he first ran for president, and I've known him for a really long time. And I can say, you know, I myself have gone through chemotherapy, and at the end of it, you really don't feel so good. And going home for the holidays to rest up with your family and get your energy back is exactly the right call. Senator McCain's tax plan back in 2000 looked a lot like this thing that we're about to sign into law. And I think that, you know, we all owe him a deep debt of gratitude for voting for it and helping to get his other senator friends to vote for it as well. I think if there was any uncertainty about the bill's passage, given how much John loves the country, he'd be on the first plane back to vote for it. But right now, you know, the whip count is good. And I think everybody, all of his colleagues and all of his friends here at the White House, want him to get some rest because we need his help next year on welfare reform and infrastructure.
We've seen the stock market hit a bunch of record days in a row. And the belief is by analysts that that's on the strength of this notion that this tax reform package will pass. If it fails to pass, though, do you expect that the economy is going to take a catastrophic lurch?
No, I don't think that the economy would take a catastrophic lurch, but I do think that equity markets would drop a heck of a lot. You know, it's hard to say exactly how much of the stock market increase we've seen this year is attributable to the tax cut, but, you know, probably back of the envelope, it's 5 to 10% of it. And so that's what you would see if the tax bill were to fail in the other direction.
Very quickly here, what about the idea that illegals will be able to benefit from this child tax credit because part of it is refundable?
Yeah, the there's been some, you know, existing rules about when you file your taxes, you need to have a Social Security number to do so. And I know that one of the moving parts of the bill has been whether they're talking about the Social Security number of the parent or of the children. And, you know, I think that might still be a work in progress. I have not been briefed on the final status of that.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kevin Hassett, really appreciate you briefing us this morning on the latest here.
It's great to be back.
Nice to have you, sir.
Bye-bye.
It's 744 on WMAL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You know, selling your home is a gigantic decision, and so one mistake could cost you thousands of dollars. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes truly faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank's a West Point graduate, a military veteran, and he'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it himself. Guaranteed. That's a real guarantee, by the way. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they went right to Frank. They knew he'd deliver, and in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over a list. Wow. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland.
Maryland Beltway with the crash, but it's still slow, so we need to flush out the delays for a while. On the inner loop in Forestville, as you come up to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and oh boy, delays are just south of 50, south of 704, so expect unusual heavy inner loop past FedEx Field and heading around toward Forestville to Pennsylvania Avenue with the crash now to the shoulder. Now, unfortunately, not cleared, the crash in Bowie. So we're still talking about you on Lanham Severn Road. It's going to be west of Old Laurel Bowie Road. A lot of you take that. It's obvious because of the big delays each direction. And again, you want to give that some time to clear out in the Bowie area. Now, let's go 270, which has just been about the volume. Urbana, Hyattstown, pockets of delays coming through Gaithersburg and Rockville. No incidents to report there. George Washington Parkway, volume again with us this time before you get to 123 down toward the Overlooks. Over the 14th Street Bridge, 395 slows to the freeway, where the freeway is running pretty well in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer temperatures here for the start of our business week. Cold air returns Wednesday. Sunshine mixing in with the clouds as we head through the day today. Temperatures into the mid-50s this afternoon. 43 tonight. Mix of clouds and sun around 60 Tuesday. Cloudy mid-upper 40s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
One horse opens sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Some bobtail ring, making spirits bright.
All right.
Oh, what fun
sing
it
along.
Is to sing a sleighing song
with Barbara Streisand this morning. All right, easy, Barbara. A little too excited. Jingle Bells apparently is racist. Just so you know, everything's racist, but Jingle Bells especially,
really?
According to a Boston University professor. Yes, we're going to try and take the joy out of your life this holiday season. A Boston University theater professor, Fox News writes, claims the Christmas Carol has, quote, a problematic history because it was originally performed to make fun of African Americans. This
what?
Thing claims. Listen to this. Quote, the legacy of Jingle Bells is one where its blackface and racist origins have been subtly and systematically removed from its history. That's according to Kina Hamill, a BU theater historian. Mm-hmm. Theater historian. She wrote this in her theater survey research paper on the story of Jingle Bells. That's an important work of scholarly obsession. Although One Horse Open Sleigh for most of its singers and listeners may have eluded its racialized past and taken its place in the seemingly unproblematic romanticization of a normal white Christmas, attention to the circumstances of its performance history enables reflection on its problematic role in the construction of blackness and whiteness in the United States. It's a lot of big words to say
like
this
to
is
say,
nonsense.
I was just going to say, I have no idea what you just said. I didn't understand any of that.
That's what we call
look a... Look on Mike McKay's face. He looks so bewildered right now.
This is what we call word mongering, when you string together four
means.
To five syllable words in the hopes that somebody believes you.
I don't understand. So we just can't sing Jingle Bells anymore? Is that what this boils down to?
No.
Dashing through the snow.
Yeah, so see, Gwen Stefani doesn't realize that she's participating in the systemic oppression of black people on the Ellen DeGeneres show when she performed this.
Okay, the song lyrics, according to this guy, he says, display no real originality and reference things like Miss Fanny Bright and Dashing Through the Snow. Connect the song to Blackface Dandy.
Miss Fanny Bright. I always giggled when I heard Fanny Bright.
What's Blackface Dandy? Do I not know? Should I know what that is?
No. The point is, this is all nonsense and you should enjoy Jingle Bells.
Thank you.
Don't overthink it.
Thank you. Boy, I have to tell you, I feel really stupid right now. I have to go home and watch Maury because I know how that all turns out. So that makes me feel really smart. After a moment like this, I need some kind of reassurance that I'm not a blithering idiot.
Meanwhile, here's how Catholic Christmas carolers in India are being treated. Cops detained the Christmas carolers. Listen to this. After a man accused them of trying to convert him.
What?
I guess the true meaning of Christmas is baked in there somewhere in these Christmas carols. The carolers, 30 seminarians and two priests, were singing as they walked down the main road in the Satna district of the... Satna, it's so close to Santa. District of the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. I'm sure I got that wrong. On December 14th, on their way to Christian institutions, a local resident had complained that the group of carolers had previously asked him to, quote, worship Jesus Christ, and had offered him money to convert.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they? This is the way Metro treats advertisements, by the way.
Yes. And on a side note, when I was in high school, we would go caroling. We'd have caroling parties because I lived in the middle of nowhere, so it was a fun thing to do. And
One year, a friend of ours lived down the street who was Jewish. His mother said, is Mary having her caroling party? And my mom said, yes. She said, well, would she invite Michael this year? My mom's like, well, she'd invite Michael because Michael's Jewish. She's like, no, he really wants to go.
Hey, Mary, what's that Christmas all about? Oh, nothing.
So there you go. Equal opportunity, 751 on WMAL.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly Cider app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's D-R-I-Z-L-Y. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule, on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought-after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited-time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Contessa Brewer at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. Investors may get a present this morning when the markets open. The Dow is poised to pop more than 100 points. 1 week till Christmas. All three major indices are coming off record highs from Friday. Prices at the pump are lower, down an average of 3 cents a gallon, but gas prices are actually higher right now than they were at this time last year. You're paying 25 cents more a gallon. Atlanta Hartsfield, the world's busiest airport, getting back to business, but whoa, what a rough ride after a power outage yesterday forced the cancellation of more than 1,000 flights. Two deals just announced. Hershey is buying Skinny Pop popcorn maker Amplify Snacks, and Campbell Soup is buying Snyder's Lance, adding to its Goldfish and Pepperidge Farm snack business while soup sales struggle. Star Wars The Last Jedi had the second largest movie opening of all time behind The Force Awakens 2 years ago. Ferdinand came in at number two at the box office over the weekend. I'm Contessa Brewer, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required, so get started fulfilling your dreams today. Classes start January 3rd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday, and here we go, 270. That's manageable. It's the volume, Urbana, Hyattstown, Germantown, Rockville. You know the drill down to the Beltway. However, a couple areas that are tough. Let's go buoy, unusual backups, and if you can, try to avoid till they clear this crash on Lanham Severn Road. It's going to be west of Old Laurel Buoy Road. If you're heading west or southbound in that stretch, again, traffic just at a crawl to get toward this crash on Lanham Severn Road. On the Beltway, Inner Loop and Forestville, that's where we've had the longstanding crash. Crews tell me everything's to the shoulder, but still a lot to check out. Obviously, we have these big delays still just south of 50, John Hanson Highway, heading around that stretch to the Beltway to Route 4. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Warmer temperatures here for the start of our business week. Cold air returns Wednesday. Sunshine mixing in with the clouds as we head through the day today. Temperatures into the mid-50s this afternoon. 43 tonight. Mix of clouds and sun around 60 Tuesday. Cloudy mid-upper 40s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 41 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And for you loyal listeners who are thinking about selling your home, here's a simple tip. Do your homework and list with confidence by calling my good friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Already have an agent in mind? Then get a second interview and opinion. It really matters. Listen, Debbie and Sarah already have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. The Reynolds Team proprietary systems help net their sellers 6% more. That's $30,000 more on average. And if your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. Be confident knowing that you're working with the best that sold over 400 homes in the past 12 months. 400! Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You hear that? You got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Vince, tell them what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, Democrats apparently are all of a sudden second-guessing whether or not they should have kicked Al Franken out of the Senate. This is actually happening before our very eyes this morning. We'll give you a rundown. They're reconsidering it now.
Did they kick him out, though? Did they?
Not yet.
He's still there.
They have one foot planted in his rear end. Yeah. The other is still back inside the house.
Hey, and good news from the Redskins. We've got Trevor Maddich coming up. They won! It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now, WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Republican tax cut bill could make it through Congress and be on the president's desk by the middle of the week. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNN's State of the Union says
this will be very large tax cuts for working families and very large tax cuts for businesses to make them competitive. We have a broken business tax system. We had one of the highest rates in the world. We're coming down to a 21%, very competitive. And more importantly, we're going from a worldwide broken system to a U.S. job-centric system.
The president over the weekend said it'll be, quote, one of the great gifts to the middle-income people of this country that they've ever gotten for Christmas. Power has now been fully restored at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta, but the travel woes will linger, maybe for days.
The lights are back on. However, if you look at the flight schedule boards, there is nothing up on those boards. This airport is going through a massive reboot this morning. Lots of people are showing up, expecting to go somewhere, but quite frankly, there are no flights going anywhere at the moment. Now, it is hoped by many of the major carriers today that by later this afternoon, they should have their flight schedules back to normal.
Correspondent Martin Savage. Some contract workers at Dulles International Airport may be preparing to go on strike.
The employees work for Huntley USA Corporation and have jobs at Dulles Airport ranging from terminal cleaners to skycaps. Jaime Contreras with 32BJ SEIU says this afternoon they'll announce whether they'll go on strike regarding the company's refusal to let them join a union and for low wages.
It's really not to disrupt how they travel, but, you know, who knows? I mean, workers, you know, are going to do what they need to do.
If a strike happens, it would be the third time workers have hit the picket line. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is set today to release his two-year budget proposal. It'll include a form of dedicated funding for Metro.
I can tell you unequivocally on December 18th, when I release the budget for the Commonwealth of Virginia, you will have sustained, dedicated funding that can only be used for capital projects for the Metro.
But McAuliffe's proposal will be contingent on Maryland and D.C. doing the same. McAuliffe will also likely try again to expand Medicaid. The Redskins get their sixth win of the season, beating Arizona 20-15 at FedEx Field. Big relief for Coach Jay Gruden.
We wanted to win. Everybody had a desire. You know, sometimes you can prepare well and not play well. Those are two different things. I think everybody has to understand the difference between preparing and playing well. And but for the most part, our guys have given great effort. You know, sometimes we give great effort and the score doesn't indicate that. But I'm happy the way our guys have competed, played, practiced, to stand prepared throughout the entire season and offseason.
Kirk Cousins was 18 of 26 for 196 yards. Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson is selling his team. Richardson is currently under investigation by the NFL, looking into claims of workplace misconduct. In Southern California, fire crews have been clearing brush and digging containment lines above hillside neighborhoods in Santa Barbara County as they try to stop one of the biggest wildfires in California history. Officials say the fire northwest of L.A.
This episode was sponsored by We Feed Raw. Feeding dogs real food should not feel complicated. With We Feed Raw, it doesn't. Complete and balanced raw meals are customized for each dog's size, age, and activity level, then delivered right to the door. Just thaw, serve, and feed. No prep, no guesswork, no trying to figure out portions alone. Inside every meal is the highest quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, and premium nutrition designed to support better digestion, healthier skin and coats, and lasting energy. Real food, made practical for real life. Visit WeFeedRaw.com to get started and see today's best offer.